Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. 8:30 here on this Friday morning, 62 degrees. House Democrats are preparing another coronavirus relief measure as talks remain stalled with Republican leaders and the White House.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could move forward on a vote next week on a smaller coronavirus relief bill. Talks between the Speaker and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin have gone nowhere for weeks. The latest proposal would lower the price tag from a previously passed House bill by about $1 trillion, likely totaling between $2.2 and $2.4 trillion. That is still far more than Republicans have indicated they'd approve in another round of stimulus. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
27-year-old Tanner Mora has been sentenced to life in prison in connection with a deadly Wichita shooting in February of 2019. It involved a robbery that was connected to a drug deal. 23-year-old Lorenzo Wade was killed. Mora will be eligible for parole after 25 years. With revenue down 90%, Wichita Festivals announced cost-cutting and regrouping measures for the annual Riverfest.
Three employees and the CEO at Wichita Festivals were let go this week. Incoming board chairman Shane Stolzatz tells KSN News the pandemic has affected their resources, but he adds there are possible solutions.
We are working through some creative ideas to hopefully reinvent the festival in meaningful ways and remain relevant and still give Wichita a place to celebrate community.
The board says they'll be starting an emergency fundraising campaign in October. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
September is Suicide Prevention Month. Is the pandemic having an impact on local suicide rates? Deidre Manis with ComCare of Sedgwick County tells KNSS News.
Suicide deaths are down for 2020. However, when we look at it broke down by month, our highest numbers were in March and May this year. So it's hard to say.
Yeah.
But overall, our numbers are down, which is good news.
The local suicide hotline is 660-7500. Deidre Manis is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. A case of alleged voter fraud is being prosecuted in Texas.
The case involves the 2018 Democratic primary election. Gregg County Commissioner Shannon Brown and three others are indicted in connection with an organized vote harvesting scheme. In order to increase the pool of ballots needed to swing the race in Brown's favor, they're accused of targeting young, able-bodied voters to cast ballots by mail and fraudulently claiming those voters were disabled. Under Texas election law, mail ballots based on disability are specifically reserved for those who are physically ill and unable to vote in person. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Our weather today and tomorrow will certainly feel more like July than late September. Sunny today with mid-80s around lunchtime, breezy and 90 for the high this afternoon. With a clear sky this evening and overnight, our low 65, sunny and 92 Saturday, and with a strong cold front pushing through, a few thunderstorms possible Sunday with a high 80. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now, partly cloudy, 62 degrees. We have a south wind at 9 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And that means it's time for the Blur Entertainment News with Chad Chambers this morning, Brad. Chad?
That's right. Cobra Kai's landing on Netflix is a hit, officially. Here's Fox's Michelle Polino reporting.
Cobra Kai is now number 2 in the top 10 streaming video on demand shows on Netflix, according to Nielsen.
Are you losers?
No, sensei!
Are you nerds?
No, sensei!
Are you sure?
No, sensei!
The Karate Kid sequel series racked up 1.4 billion minutes in its first 3 days after becoming available on the streaming service. The series was second only to Lucifer. The drama debuted its 5th season August 21st. Netflix picked up Cobra Kai from YouTube in July and plans to launch season 3 next year. Coming in 3rd is The Office. The Legend of Korra is 4th, and The Umbrella Academy is 5th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I just recently finished watching that first couple of seasons of Cobra Kai on Netflix. I gotta say, it was kind of a roller coaster because I watched it just a little bit out of morbid curiosity. As a kid, I really liked The Karate Kid. And then I watched The Karate Kid as an adult, and I wondered why I liked it.
Well, that's the way it works sometimes, yeah.
But this sequel to The Karate Kid, which is what Cobra Kai is a series, I started out of morbid curiosity. I actually really enjoyed it right away, and then started to lose me a little bit. And then right there at the very end, they just had this really daring end to the second season, and I was right back on board with it. So, I don't know. We'll have to see how well this goes. We learn about the new comedy Stage Mother from its star. Here's Fox's Ashley Dvorkin.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile on Oscar-nominated actress Jackie Weaver. Weaver was nominated for Academy Awards for her performances in Silver Linings Playbook and Animal Kingdom. She now leads the new movie Stage Mother as a Texas church choir director who inherits her estranged son's San Francisco drag club after he dies. The music has drama, comedy, heart, and plenty of music. While Weaver has performed on stage as well as the screen, she says she was nervous about taking the mic in this one.
And if you only hold me tight.
Well, it's a long time since I've sung. It's, you know, at least 10 years. It was a bit daunting because that's the song that everybody gets wrong at karaoke. Not an easy song. I didn't know how it was going to come across, and I went and saw the film, the only time I've seen the film, at the Palm Springs Film Festival, and the audience, 500 people, went berserk. They were jumping up and down and shouting. I was more surprised than anyone.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
All right. On this day in television history, Steve.
History, yeah.
That's right. The Partridge Family debuted on ABC on this day in 1970. Steve, do you know who the Partridge Family was based on?
Yes.
Go
the Waltons.
Nope.
No,
not quite.
Know.
The Cowsills.
The Cowsills, all right.
Yeah. So, you know, loosely based on real-life musical family, the Cowsills. So.
Shirley Jones was a bomb. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
That's
so,
all I care about.
Partridge Family debuting on this day on ABC.
By the way, I believe on the Steve and Ted Show we have interviewed Susan Day.
Yes, we have.
We have.
You're right about that. You are right about that. Going from television to movies was on this day in movie history. The film version of the Rocky Horror Picture Show opened in theaters on this day in 1975. The movie pretty much defines the term cult classic.
Oh, yeah.
And it plays in theaters to this day. Well, okay, not so much lately, obviously.
No.
But yes, it still plays in theaters every year, it seems like. Birthdays today. Well.
So to you all the kids all across the land. No need to argue, parents just don't understand.
That's right, Will Smith turns 52 years old today.
He's had a good career, I'll tell you.
Rapper turned actor, hits with DJ Jazzy Jeff before transitioning over to acting in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Then, of course, moving on to action movies like Independence Day.
Right.
All right, so happy birthday, Will Smith, 52 years old today. Just 1 year younger than Will Smith, Catherine Zeta-Jones. 51
Ooh.
Years old today.
Ooh.
You know where she's from, by the way?
Yes. Norfolk, Nebraska.
No.
No?
No, she's Welsh.
From Wales.
From Wales.
From Wales.
Yeah. I don't think I'd have guessed that, but yes, she's Welsh. So there you go. Catherine Zeta-Jones, she shares a birthday
with her husband.
With her husband, Michael Douglas.
Only they're about 15, 20 years apart.
Yeah, she's 51, he's 76.
There you go.
That's absolutely correct, but there you go. Also, having a birthday today, actor Mark Hamill.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Obi-Wan. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time. A long time.
I think my uncle knows him. He said he was dead.
Oh, he's not dead. Not yet.
Well, you know him?
Well, of course I know him. He's me.
Alec Guinness and Mark Hamill there.
Alec Guinness is one of my favorites.
Yeah. Okay, so Mark Hamill, 69 years old today. You know what? Not only Luke Skywalker, Hamill's done the voice of the Joker for many television, movie, and video games in the Batman franchise.
There you go. How about that?
Got a great Joker voice. So there you go. Happy birthday, Mark Hamill. Also, another big birthday today, Barbara Walters.
Oh, wow.
91 years old today.
Mm.
They did a special on Barbara Walters, and in an interview, she talked about interviewing the man that killed John Lennon, Mark David Chapman.
I have interviewed a lot of alleged and convicted killers, probably none as hated as Mark David Chapman, who killed John Lennon.
Why did you kill John Lennon?
I thought by killing him, I would acquire his fame.
There you go.
Yikes.
Wow.
Creepy.
So happy birthday, Barbara Walters. 91 years old today. And finally, Steve, I've got some TV from yesterday on ABC.
Okay.
Yes. Do you remember Ricky Lake?
Yes, vaguely.
Long time ago. And of course, everybody knows Kathy Lee Gifford.
Right.
Okay, well, Ricky Lake's family and Kathy Lee Gifford's family were on Celebrity Family Feud on ABC. Here we go. Ricky Lake's family trying to steal the board from Kathy Lee Gifford's family.
Fill in the blank. I laugh so hard, I blank.
Hasn't happened to me personally, but farted.
Farted!
Great answer.
Yeah, good answer, Mike.
Great answer.
There we go.
Good old TV.
The Celebrity Family Feud on ABC yesterday, as Ricky Lake's family was going up against the family of Kathy Lee Gifford. That's all we have on The Blur today, Steve. But, of course, The Blur every weekday is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair.
It sure is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And, wow, you can give them a call. Family-owned appliance repair service serving customers in Wichita for more than 20 years. Call them at 316-409-1525. Napoleon Appliance
Mike
Repair.
Fixed our oven.
Yeah.
844 now, Stephen Ted. Keep it here. For editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, the journal honoring excellence in the workplace for everyone. That's coming up. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.